Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hour 2, Robbie and Rex Road, sponsored by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get-it-all. We are live out at Dunkin' in Brentwood, the newly remodeled Dunkin' at 4930 Thoroughbred Lane. We're going to be out here all program long. Dunkin' giving away 100 days of free coffee to the first 100 guests in line starting at 8 o'clock. So make sure you're out here for that. We'll be out here through 10 a.m. today. So lots of people saying hi already. We appreciate it. Come by, say hi out at Dunkin', 4930 Thoroughbred Lane out here in Brentwood. We welcome in on our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com our good friend Jared Stillman to the program, who's been live in New Orleans all week on Radio Row. Stilly, good morning. How are you?
I am so ready to come home.
Has it been a rough week in New Orleans? What's going on?
No. It's been a good week, but it's hilarious because last year I remember in Vegas being like, you know, New Orleans is so easy to get to and from Nashville. You know, it's not like it's a 4-hour flight where it has to figure out how to not miss the show or what. Like, I could have, you know, flown home at like 8 o'clock last night, been home at 10 o'clock, and been, you know, totally ready to roll for today. I was like, last year in Vegas, right around this time, I was like, I think I'm going to come home on Thursday night of next week. Like, that's going to be my plan, is to do, you know, Radio Row for the first 4 days and then come home. And then when, you know, it came to the booking the trip, I was like, no, I'm going to go all 5 days for Radio Row. And here I am being like, man, I wish I had gone home last night. Like, it's not that I don't enjoy it. It's not that I don't like the Super Bowl. It's not that it's just, man, it's a lot. Like, it's a lot. And I miss my little baby, so I'm ready to come home.
Well, there's that too.
You okay, man? You have too many oysters last night? What's going on here? Get a beignet.
Are you an oyster guy?
No, I don't eat oysters. Jewish people don't eat shellfish.
Well, there's that. There's that. All right, I do want to ask you this. Have you found a single person down there all week that likes Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders at number one overall?
No. And Mike Renner from CBS is going to be on the show today, and he and I were chatting, like, when I was like, hey, you want to come on the show? And Renner and I were just, you know, we were just chatting. He's going to come on today, but we were just chatting, you know, whatever. And he was like, I hope they take Cam Ward. He was like, I don't think, you know, I think he might be okay, but I hope they take him just because I want to see. But not like, I hope they take him because he'd be good for them. And I'm like, oh, that's bad. I'm like, that's really bad.
Someone on the text line says, holy cow, Stillman sounds so hungover. You know what's awesome is the word Dunkin', and your hungover voice is being blasted through the parking lot here. It's absolutely amazing.
It's good.
You know what's crazy is that, like, I texted Caroline, like, after the honors, because we went to, you know, we did spend the night out before, but I texted Caroline and I was like, I'm not leaving. But like, I don't care what is going on tonight. I'm not going. And Caroline was like, oh yeah, no, I've been in bed since 7 o'clock. I didn't.
So this is like when you work out for the first time after not working out, and then you're actually more sore the second day.
Yeah, that's what
you're telling us.
Yeah.
I mean, I have did not move off the spot after like 8:30 last night. And, I mean, I'm telling you, like, the whole Radio Row thing at the Super Bowl, if you're not one of these, like, elite talents, well, I shouldn't say that because I do think I am one of those, but if you're not
tell the people at Dunkin' about it. Go ahead. Sorry.
You guys rock. No, if you're not one of these, like, guys that, you know, has like 17 producers like Dan Patrick, where, like, I'm sure Dan just, like, walks in 10 minutes before he's supposed to go on, does his show, and leaves. And while Dan sits there, he's just like, oh, okay, Derrick Henry's going to join us now, and J.J. Watt's going to join us after that, and then whatever. Like, if you don't have that, like, this is a lot. It is a lot of hustle and bustle, and it is a lot. Like, I mean, I remember last year in Vegas, and again, I told you about how I was, like, on Thursday or Friday of last year, I was like, I'm going to go home early. Last year in Vegas, like, I did very little, like, socializing. It just was a lot. I also kind of laugh out loud at the fact that Will Levis and Jeffrey Simmons have come to Radio Row but haven't done, like, any radio hits. I'm like...
What do they do?
I don't know.
Like, they're just hanging out? Wyatt. Just, like, walking around?
I guess. I don't know. Like, they talk to Jim Wyatt.
They're not going on Stilly's show.
Any other than the quarterbacks, Stilly, I know somebody wanted us to ask you about Myles Garrett basically saying, Titans, please don't trade me to them. Anything else that really catches your ear this week?
Well, first of all, I don't even know if he said that. Like, I saw
the quote. It was basically that.
No, it was some random guy tweeted it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he said it or not.
Like, so you're saying it may be fake.
Titans 3 said it on Twitter. And then one of those aggregators picked it up. But, like, I haven't seen him say it. And I don't know, like, Joe, does the New York Times accept what Mr. Titan 3 tweets out as, like,
he's a key source.
Fact?
He's a key New York Times asset.
Hey, if he did say it, I couldn't blame him.
Yeah, now I'm looking
it
up.
He wouldn't want
to. I thought it was a legitimate account that sent it out. Oh, see, that's Dov Kleeman. See, that's the thing. That's where you get hooked into the Dov Kleeman thing.
Yeah. They sent us a memo.
And it's via Mr. Titan 5. Okay. I apologize for bringing it up.
I was so close. With all due respect to Mr. Titan 4 and Mr. Titan 3, I got Mr. Titan 5. So I don't even know if he said it. I'll just say the people sometimes, when a team is bad, they're like, why would anybody want to come there? And the answer is almost always the money.
Yeah.
So, like, when you're a team that's a bad team and you want to go get players, you can get them, but you have to pay. The problem with a Myles Garrett and a Matthew Stafford is those guys already have money.
Right.
So, like, Matthew Stafford is not coming to the Titans, Joe. Now, I did say this yesterday.
Yes, I totally said he was.
I did say this on the program yesterday. Apparently, we do have to start talking about this Matthew Stafford thing, because if the wife's going to go on the podcast and just trash the team that he plays for, clearly there's an issue there. So, I mean, I'm actually more worried that Stafford going somewhere else, like the Steelers, would then allow the Rams to scoop up Darnold, and now the Titans are really left without a quarterback. And now it's the Daniel Jones show. So, but again, I don't think Myles Garrett would have any – if Myles Garrett is like, I don't care about going to Canton right now, I want to go win the Super Bowl, why would he come to the Titans?
Yeah.
And so Myles Garrett basically, I don't know if he has a no-trade clause or not, but he has a de facto no-trade clause because he has to find an extension anywhere he goes. So, I mean, it was never an idea that he wanted to come here. And the same can be said with Stafford. Stafford does not want to come here because – again, I haven't talked to him. I could just assume that it's like, yeah, I've got one or two more years left in me. I'm going to go play for the Titans with PT at right tackle. Don't see it happen.
All right, Stillman, last thing for you here. Your confidence level, how much has it grown from Super Bowl Radio Row this week that Sam Darnold is the next quarterback of the Tennessee Titans?
60-40, 70-30.
I really thought when I landed here in Minneapolis, when I landed here in New Orleans, I really thought that, like, there was a pretty good chance that he was going to get tagged and you'd have to trade for him if you wanted him. After talking to all the people here, it sounds like Minnesota loves JJ and Minnesota is happy with where JJ is health-wise. And, I mean, I think it was the Super Bowl when Alex Smith got traded to Washington. And I remember there were a lot of people that were like, I mean, they're going to just turn it over to this unproven Mahomes. Like, who knows if he's any good? And it's like, well, they know if he's good because they're around him and they see him and they whatever. And so if they're ready to turn over to JJ, then there would be no point in keeping Darnold other than to get something for him with the tag. But if you tag him and nobody wants him or nobody's willing to meet your price, then you have to pay him the $40 million. And like Kansas City last year, I think, got a little nervous after they signed Chris Jones and they had Legarius Sneed tag that like maybe somebody wasn't going to be stupid enough to trade for him. And of course, thank goodness for Rand Carthon because that, you know, sealed that. But so I think there's a sense that he may go to the market because if Minnesota wants Darnold back, they want him back at their price, and they don't just want him back, and they don't just want to try to trade him. And if he's a straight free agent, I think it's the Titans or the Raiders with a 10% chance of going back to Minnesota on a smaller deal, which I would be shocked by, or the field. So 40% Titans, 40% Raiders, 10% Minnesota, 10% the field.
So who's giving you this information? Is this your heroes, Felger and Maz, or just Felger or just Maz?
What?
Which one's smarter? Which one's better, Felger or Maz? Like, who is the one that you really idolize, Felger or Maz?
So what does that have to do with Sam Darnold?
You said you're talking to – didn't you go on their show? Where are you getting this information? I assume that these guys are your primary sources of information.
I mean, I went on their show. That's not the only two people that I've talked to in all of New Orleans.
That's a fair point. Inspector Clouseau.
Stilly,
on the case.
Get you some rest. We'll be listening later today, and we'll see you next week.
See you guys.
Jared Stillman, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. He didn't really have the same energy to go back and forth with you today as he normally does.
I mean, he could barely string a sentence together. When's the last time you heard that of Stilly? But last night, he just stayed in his bed.
A 9-minute run.
We'll have more reaction to Stilly coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. I got a 4-pack of wristbands to give away to the National Wild Turkey Federation Sports Show coming up at Opryland Convention Center Thursday, February 13th through Saturday, February 15th. Be caller number 5, 615-737-1025. Caller 5 will win a 4-pack of wristbands to the National Wild Turkey Federation Sports Show, which is awesome. You're going to want to be there. Caller 5, 615-737-1025. A lot of reaction to Stilly on our text line. It's going well.
Yeah. Someone said if he doesn't take I got to read this. Oh, my gosh. Paul says, if he doesn't drink Theraflu from now until 2, I'm going to have to do Spotify this afternoon. Stilly, it's a day-long process of rebuilding yourself. I suggest some greasy food.
Yeah.
Maybe a little hair of the dog. You know, a little Bloody Mary. Don't go crazy, but, you know.
You can find pretty much any food you want to find down there in New Orleans.
You can. It is, yeah. It is the greatest. I would argue that Nashville, Tennessee is a very strong food city. And yep. I know food. You know that I know food. But New Orleans is number one.
Number two. Lebanon, Tennessee, number one.
Lebanon.
Not a lot. Or Cookeville. Restaurant Row, Cookeville. A lot of good stuff you can find.
Why?
There.
Do they have like 4 Cracker Barrels?
A lot of Cracker Barrels.
Next to each other?
Any chain restaurant you want to find, you can find it in Cookeville, Tennessee.
Fair point.
Yep.
Mr. G apologizes because he's the one who mentioned Miles Garrett, so I don't know if that's real or not.
I don't think it is.
If Mr. Titan 5 is going to make up a quote, make up a better quote. Like, the Titans freaking suck, you know? Like, do something like that instead of like, well, I don't. I mean, like, have fun with it. But congrats, you went viral and we mentioned you. And Stilly, hungover Stilly had to set us straight. So.
No, we. He did it.
Joe Rex Road. Yeah, you're right. But see, the problem is when I do something like that, you are now dragged into the
lack of accountability. That's why everybody thinks this show doesn't like Creed, doesn't like Scott Stapp, but we do. At least one of us does.
That's an interesting one. If one of us totally feels differently than the other, I guess Nick breaks the tie.
I guess so.
Do you like Creed or not, Nick? He's not even listening, is he?
Does he ever listen to our show?
What's he doing? What is Nick doing, do you think?
Good gracious. I mean, we're sitting there talking to him. He never listens to our show.
No comment means I win. We hate Creed.
All right. What did you make of first off, let's tackle a couple quarterback things. So, you know, he's more confident in the Sam Darnold thing after being down there. We'll see what happens on that front. The Stafford thing, you know, Kelly Stafford did get on her podcast or somebody's podcast and start talking about how Not a huge fan of the Cooper Cup trade. And, hey, if we need to leave, we'll leave. We're like, we've left once before already, so it's really not that big a deal anymore. So I'm interested to see what happens between Stafford and the Rams here. But what do you make of, if he is available, how that impacts the entire quarterback market? And I'll ask it this way. Let's say Darnold gets to free agency, and Stafford's a free agent, Darnold's a free agent, Cousins is a free agent, Rodgers is a free agent. Like, how do you think that impacts the quarterback and the decision of what these teams are going to do this offseason?
Yeah. Well, first of all, on the Stafford front, like I said on Jared vs. Joe, even if he were available, I'd give the Titans 1%. I mean, so, again, because I mentioned his name, he lost his mind. Then he, by the way, said the Vikings 0%. Now today it's 10%, which must have been the alcohol content of, you know, the beignets he was eating last night. But
alcohol-infused beignets. There you go.
Yeah. Have you ever had those rum balls? Dude, no, those are so disgusting. They look like
they look like
the delicious donut holes here at Dunkin', but they're like rum. They are nasty as hell.
I don't know that I'd like that.
So anyway, yeah, like Stafford is, yeah, it's a pipe dream. The Kelly Stafford thing is really interesting. I mean, you wonder, like, does he hear the podcast and say, oh, my God, Kelly, what are you doing? Or is he actually kind of like,
yeah, go say whatever you want.
Yeah, see, I can't say it. You get here. Here's the script. Rip them, please.
I don't know.
But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty clear they're not happy with that. The thing about that's weird, too, is like, Kelly, did you notice that Cooper Kupp, you know, barely was able to play this year and isn't nearly as, you know, but so Stafford is, you know, that's a pipe dream. There's no way. The older quarterback looking for the ring, no way. Yeah, the Darnold thing is, I mean, I think 40 is high, but what would you put Darnold to the Titans at?
Well, 40's high. I mean, look, I think if he makes it to free agency, then the Titans are certainly going to be among the favorites because they're among the teams that need a quarterback.
Right.
But I would still, like, if you're Darnold, where'd you really go right now? The Titans or the Raiders? Or, like, the Titans are not going to be high on anybody's wish list, I guess is my point. Now, you can offset that, and still he's right, and I think specifically with Darnold, he's not gotten the huge payday yet.
Right.
So the money can be the ultimate equalizer in this. So it's hard to put anybody, like, super low when it comes to that. If you're willing to pay, then I think you've got a chance. But I just don't think that, you know, the Titans, with everything else being equal, like if the money's all equal, I don't think the Titans are going to be very high on anybody's list.
They have to outbid everyone.
Yeah, like the Stafford thing.
They could.
But if they all get to free agency, okay, well, Stafford's going to play somewhere. I said yesterday, Pittsburgh, I would be all in on Stafford if I was them.
Yep.
But Stafford, Darnold, let's say Rodgers keeps playing and it's not in New York. Well, all these quarterbacks hitting the market, I think, is good for the Titans. It's more options that you're going to have, more options that other teams have, and it's going to leave you with maybe some options at quarterback that maybe you didn't think were attainable heading into the offseason.
Yes. Now, another part of Stilley's reasoning, yeah, like he dismissed the Giants because Darnold previously had been in New York. Okay, I don't think that's not good reasoning. The Giants would have to be considered a team in this thing, too.
I would agree.
For Darnold. The Raiders, for sure. Yeah, like with Stafford, like if I'm the Steelers and it was possible, I'm all over that as opposed to Russell Wilson. I don't know how they feel. I think that's a no-brainer.
But who's quarterback in the Rams? That's what I keep coming back to. Like, yeah, are they like, going to get in the mix for Sam Darnold?
That's a good point, too. I mean, if they just absolutely buried him in the playoffs and made him look bad, but, I mean, that's not a terrible thought. You know, it's obviously you got the O'Connell connection. So you go back the other way, you know. To me, if they are moving on from Stafford, I would think it's like to start over because there's maybe somebody in the draft that they really actually love and they have this plan to go get that person.
Yep.
But maybe that's it. Maybe it's like, you know what, Darnold, way younger, he can run this offense at a high level, and I don't know. I still, like right now, for the next 2-3 years – I would rather Matthew Stafford quarterback my football team than Sam Darnold. I would agree.
615-737-1025, our phone number. We'll take your thoughts on the free agent quarterbacks, and we will dive into the Super Bowl matchup coming up next as well. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road. Nick Kieser live at our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership with a buzz. is always about great service. Joe Rexroad and myself out here today live at Duncan here in Brentwood. Lots of people rolling in already. We are at 4930 Thoroughbred Lane this morning. We're going to be out here all show long and out here through 10 o'clock as well. Duncan giving away 100 days of free coffee to the first 100 guests in line starting at 8 o'clock. Plus, we'll be out here all show long. The grand opening of the newly remodeled Brentwood location, 4930 Thoroughbred Lane here at Duncan. Super Bowl 59 coming up this weekend, Joe Rexroad. We've talked a lot about the Patrick Mahomes part of this, whether it relates to the officiating in the matchup or his pursuit for Tom Brady to be the greatest quarterback of all time. What about the game itself? What do you make of the matchup? What do you make of this game and what this means if Kansas City wins, what this means if Philadelphia is able to break through and win a Super Bowl championship with Jalen Hurts leading the way at quarterback, Saquon Barkley, the outstanding year that he's had. And, look, I think it's pretty clear these are the two best teams, I think, in the NFL. You've got Kansas City that's done what they've done for the last 7 years since Mahomes has taken over. And I think you can make the case, and I think it's a pretty easy case to make, that Philadelphia has got the best roster as a whole in the league. And here we are in the Super Bowl matchup. So what do you make of this matchup, this game, and the stakes for this championship?
Well, I agree on roster. I don't know that I agree clear best two teams. I mean, I think I might still put the Bills up there, you know, if I had to pick a Super Bowl. You don't have to do it. You could do it separate from conferences. I mean, I don't know. I guess at times I want to say the Ravens are better too, but they were so inconsistent this year, you know, right? It's hard to.
Yeah.
But the difference, of course, I think that's one of the big takeaways if the Eagles win. You know, the difference is the Ravens and the Bills have the two guys who were top two for MVP, Josh Allen edging out Lamar Jackson, great quarterbacks, along with Patrick Mahomes. The Eagles win, you're talking about another Super Bowl champion with a – whatever you want to call Jalen Hurts, I would call him a very good quarterback. I don't think he's quite a great quarterback. I definitely don't think he's an elite quarterback. And I think if that's the case, you think about the Eagles and that organization and the fact that they just won one. I mean, it seems recent, but it was really a completely different team, you know, with which was quarterbacked by MVP, you know, candidate Carson Wentz, and then Nick Foles takes over and they win that and beat Brady. And then you win it here with Jalen Hurts, who, again, very good quarterback. But I think this would be another endorsement for build the team. I mean, sure, like the Titans, for example. You want to take any of these conversations with the Titans, would they absolutely, you know, go crazy to get a Jalen Hurts at quarterback? Yes. But it's still not – he's a second-round pick, and it's not – it's not the abs. And Jalen Hurts, I don't believe, will be like the top level of quarterback in this league. But if they win this and beat the Chiefs and stop the three-peat and beat a team that does not lose close games, man, that's a heck of a feat, heck of an achievement. And also, again, it's another endorsement for, you know, build the team. Yes, everybody wants the quarterback, but build the team. Be sound and solid and everywhere and great everywhere you can be. And you can win championships without having to have Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow.
Yeah, like I think, you know, I would say this. Jalen Hurts, I think, is certainly a better quarterback than Nick Foles was. Now, Nick Foles had a outstanding playoff run for Philadelphia, and we've talked about this. Like that game specifically against New England, maybe the greatest coach game I've ever seen by Doug Peterson. Like it was unbelievable. You know, Jalen Hurts, last time out these two teams played in the Super Bowl, you can make a pretty strong argument, outplayed Patrick Mahomes.
Absolutely.
He was really good in that game. So we've seen him play at a high level. They just do things a little bit differently. I mean, I still look at that roster, and I come to the same conclusion. Like, I just don't see very many weak spots on Philadelphia. Like, they've got the receivers. They've got the offensive line. You know, Jalen Hurts is not Patrick Mahomes, but he's a pretty darn good quarterback. They've got Saquon Barkley. Up front on defense, they've got Jalen Carter, who is an absolute game wrecker up front. They've got, you know, great linebacker play that they've got. So there's just a lot to really like about Philadelphia in this matchup. And if I'm picking with my head, honestly, Joe, like I'm picking Philadelphia. And then I look at it and I say, well, it's Kansas City, and they do nothing but win, and they've won 17 consecutive one-score games, and this is what they do, is win Super Bowls.
Right.
And because of that, like, it's really difficult for me to go against Kansas City until I see somebody take them down.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard for me as well because, you know, the big difference with the Eagles this year, other than Barkley, is Vic Fangio, right?
Yep.
This is his first year, right?
I believe so, yep.
I mean, look at that. Think about last year. You know, they go get Byard, and they really had issues. Now, Jalen Carter also stepped up to a different level of dominance this year. You know, Bond was an incredible story. But, I mean, you can't tell me that that's not the difference a great coordinator makes. And I think when you look at the Chiefs, Steve Spagnuolo, I mean, it's a great thing if you are an NFL franchise and you get one of those, like, lifer coordinators who's great, you know, like Dick LeBeau. Who's just a great coordinator. You're not going to worry about losing him. And I just – Spagnuolo and what they've done in situations. Again, think about that, you know, the corner switcheroo on the corner blitz and stuff and the key play against Josh Allen. He still made an incredible throw that should have been caught, but that was like an example of a great defensive coordinator exactly at the right time making the exact right call. And I just – I mean, those are – it's a great matchup of, again, it's not, you know, the D coordinators aren't matching up, but you know what I mean. Like, two great coordinators on that side of the ball. The Chiefs just find a way, I think, with stuff like that, and obviously with Mahomes, it's just hard for me to believe that the Eagles are going to beat them, even though I hear you. I mean, I think the Eagles have the edge in a lot of places, and I do think that the Eagles' D front, you mentioned Jalen Carter, you know, if you can really get after Mahomes with interior pass rush, it's not unlike Brady. Now, Mahomes is more mobile, but, you know, Brady, some of the worst performances by Brady were those games where the other team was just coming at him from the inside. And I do think that the Eagles can blow up some of what Kansas City wants to do. I mean, Kansas City's offense has been pedestrian a lot of the year.
This game has got a chance to be pretty low scoring. Now, I say that, and it'll end up being 41-38 one way or the other. But like, with the way that both defenses have played for the majority of this season, like, I think it's got a chance to be a little bit of a grinder out there. Like, I know that both teams have playmakers offensively, but Philadelphia's had the best defense in the league all year. And we know, like, Kansas City, as much as Mahomes is great, and they've got, you know, he always comes through and makes the play that they need him to make. Like, they, the last 2 years, and Borgonzi's talked about this in some of his interviews, they've become a defensive team. Like, yeah. They've relied on their defense. So I think this one has a chance to be a little bit of a grind in this one on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, I could see that. And then I could also see, you know, you throw a couple fades up to A.J. Brown and Xavier Worthy gets loose on a bubble. You know, I definitely follow that. I think it'll probably end up somewhere in the – like, it, I don't know. It's
mid-20s?
Yeah, like 24 or 21, right? Something like that, which is fine. It should make everybody happy. You know, if you like offense, it's enough offense. If you like defense, even though the NFL seems to not like defense, you know, then you'll get some stops. Another thing about this game, someone like Trevor says, will there be a controversial call helping the Chiefs? I'd be willing to bet right now that the Eagles are going to get, like, five ridiculous calls that are, like, 50-50. That go, like, I've never seen refs worked. This reminds me of, like, Pat Riley and the Lakers in the late 80s when they would cry about Bill Laimbeer and between every game of the series in the finals when they got swept. You're like, make my heart, Bill Laimbeer. It's just like working the refs through the media. This is a different level. Like, the entire world is working the refs in favor of the Eagles. I'll be shocked. Seriously. If there's a prop, and there probably isn't, but if there were a prop on, like, 50-50 calls going which team's way, put everything on the Eagles. I'm telling you, they are going to get some ridiculous calls Sunday because of all this crap.
It always comes back to the Bad Boys Pistons with you. That's what I've noticed.
They cried so much. Got swept. Have some.
Got swept. Jordan. Jordan's that was record against the
1-3.
Okay.
Yeah, he was 1-3 in the playoffs in playoff series against the Pistons. Yeah.
Just check and see if you knew that stat.
Yeah, and I got that stat ready if you need it.
615-737-1025, our phone number. The Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad is coming up next. TD will be with us at 8 o'clock. We'll get into all things Tennessee Titans. Get his thoughts on the Super Bowl as well. All that coming up. Robbie and Rexroad, 1025-1063, the game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment. Let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
And we're out here on the patio, baby. You'll see us right before you get in the building, Joe Rexroad. How are we doing? What's going on?
Good. Cold AF, but good. How about you?
Outdoor show in February. They use Madden ratings as well. He said, quote, for instance, Madden ratings. Who would have ever thought an NFL team would use Madden ratings in one of their models? Well, we do. It is that time of the day, time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. Real quickly, before we get to the Rex Rant, however, let's head to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Tim to the program. Tim, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Morning, guys. Enjoying the show. And real quick, with Callahan being the coach, how's that going to affect us in free agency? Is that going to hurt us or help? The other thing is, with this being the year that we get the number one draft pick, there's not really a true number one pick like other years. You could talk to 10 teams and maybe get 7 different people they wouldn't want.
Yep, thanks for the call, Tim. On the second front, I don't know if it's 7, but I do think there's at least 4, right? So
does that work? Am I on?
You're
am
on.
I on? Yeah. 4, yeah.
I think 4 is probably the number. So
yeah, there, if there was a 5th name beyond those 4, it'd be a surprise. But still, that's 4.
Yeah, which is, you know, some years it's 1.
Yeah.
So it is different that way. As far as the Callahan part of this, like, I don't know that it's going to have a huge effect either way, right? Like, you know, Brian Callahan is not Mike Tomlin. He's not some of these upper echelon coaches in the league. And do I think that that helps sometimes when you have one of those coaches to draw in free agents? Yes, I do. I also don't think that free agent, like, I don't think Sam Darnold's going to look here and say, well, Brian Callahan's there. I'm not going there. It would be – now, I could see him saying the Titans are awful and I'm not going there. But I think if the money is competitive and the money in some cases is more than some other spots, I don't think the players are not going to come here because Brian Callahan's the coach.
Yeah, I do think with a quarterback, especially like the play calling coach, right, I think there's some – there's got to be some level of – is this – I mean, if you're Darnold, you know Kevin O'Connell – meant a lot to you,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So do you think Callahan's good? Do you think that he is a good play caller, has a good system, is good with quarterbacks, things like that? I mean, like, and I mean, right now you could go through his history and like that.
Sure.
But also one year you could not like how things went, including at the quarterback position last year. I don't remember what my rant was. I'm so cold right now. Do you see me on camera? I'm rocking back and forth.
Well, it's you almost spilled your coffee on you earlier, and I thought you did it on purpose. I was like, Joe has resorted to spilling hot coffee on himself on purpose.
Holy crap, you're right. What if I just did this
just
right now?
Dunked yourself.
It's almost worse.
No pun intended.
It's almost nice. Thanks. Job. Nice wordplay. It's like it's almost worse when you go inside because it's so nice and toasty in there,
yeah.
And it feels so good. Because I actually last segment I was numb. My legs were numb, and actually when you get numb, it's kind of better, right? My hands are numb right now, but then you go inside and you thaw it a little bit, and then it hurts again. That's my rant. C from Franklin wants us to yell at Chase.
I might do that.
C from Franklin says Chase needs to be reprimanded. Well, yeah, we can't reprimand him, but you know what? The listeners can, right?
Yeah.
I mean, really, the listeners are the boss, right? So C from Franklin says it. Well, then, you know, the customer is always right.
Yep. Jeff from Mount Juliet saying, I think we've seen Darnold's ceiling. I'm not sure why so many are enamored with him.
Yeah.
Am I enamored with Sam Darnold? No. Could Sam Darnold – I think the question you have to ask yourself, can Sam Darnold give you good quarterback play over the next 2 to 3 years? And I'm not talking great. I'm not talking elite. Like, I think if you're going to – I think if you think you're going to win a Super Bowl with Sam Darnold, you're probably mistaken. Now, having said that, the Tennessee Titans right now are a long way from a Super Bowl. I think we all know that. So I think the question, if you're a Titans fan, if you're a Titans member of the front office, to ask yourself is, can Sam Darnold give you good quarterback play? Can he solidify that spot over the next 2 to 3 years? Anything beyond that, I think, is probably unrealistic from Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold, right at this moment, after this season, which, again, was tremendous for 16 games, was bad for 2, the 2 most important.
Yep.
But 16 versus 2. Sam Darnold after that, or Ryan Tannehill coming here for a 4th-round pick. Where was the excitement level on relative to each other from Titans fans? Let's That was a sentence that made no sense. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Compare the excitement level of those two situations. I would argue that Darnold, Titans fan-wise, media-wise, league-wide, would be a more exciting development than the Tannehill thing at the time, which was, oh, they got a pretty good backup finally.
Yeah, like –
And look what happened with Tannehill. Like, you just, you know.
Like, there was no excitement when Tannehill came. And the excitement when Tannehill came here was, oh, good. They finally, like, significantly improved their backup quarterback spot, right? Like, we all knew that that was the year for Marcus to figure out if he's going to be the quarterback or not. But, like, we can play revisionist history if you want to. There was almost nobody that said, well, good, Ryan Tannehill could be the long-term option at quarterback when they made that trade. It was – good, they've got a backup quarterback that you feel pretty good about. That was the conversation around Ryan Tannehill until training camp when people were talking about him taking his job.
Now, I will say there is a difference. The thing about that is again, as we've talked about, Tannehill's history in Miami is better than some people want to remember.
Agreed.
I think he had like 3,000-4,000-yard seasons, at that point. So that is he was a much more accomplished player than Darnold.
Yes.
Has been in the league. But I'm just saying, it's you just don't know. I think what he did this year is good enough to think that, yeah, he could be good. And if you have a good quarterback and you somehow figure out a way to have a great team, and this is a team that's far, far away from that, but if you find a way to do that, it's amazing what you can do in winning football games.
Somebody's asking us what that noise is in the background. It's somebody shaking martinis. I think it's a wheel spinning over there. So,
it's a wheel.
It's a lot of pride. It's a happening place out here at Dunkin', 4930 Thoroughbred Lane. Come on out.
I see it. Yeah, there's a crowd around that.
There's a wheel.
I want to get in on that. Is there a winner hat on that wheel?
Yeah. Jared Stillman texts me and says, "We've seen his ceiling, and I'm not enamored. He won 14 games and threw for 4,300 yards." That's what I'm saying. Like, if you feel like
Jared just texted you this,
he did. Probably need to go back to sleep. He just if you're the Titans and you feel like the 15 games of evidence that you saw from Darnold last year as Joe spills his coffee again is more of what he is, well then I think it's an easy decision. How much does the last two games affect your judgment? How much does it affect everybody else's judgment around the league? And is it enough to prevent you from saying, yeah, I don't think he can be a good quarterback? Like, it's hard for me to walk away from his season and not think he can at least be a good quarterback. I'm not looking for him to be a Super Bowl champion. And look, if you're looking for that this offseason, you're probably not finding it. Like, if you think you're finding, like, through the veteran market, your long-term answer to win a championship, you're probably not going to find that this offseason. That would have to come through the draft, and then that depends entirely on how you view those two quarterbacks we've talked a lot about.
Right. Look, Darnold, what it tells me, the end of the year tells me, I'd be a little worried about Darnold in a huge, huge game. You know how far the Titans are from playing in a huge game?
Pretty significant distance.
So, again, can you get that? Can you get good quarterback play? I mean, someone on here is saying he's Brock Osweiler. I'm like, wow. That is that's cold. That's colder than my legs right now.
615-737-1025. Rex Road spilled his coffee twice so far in the show. So over-under set for 4.5 at the end of the show.
I think it is like it's a subconscious thing that my body's telling me, please pour hot coffee on yourself.
What the hell is wrong with people?
Jason Gillisville says, if Joe can make 3 hours and 40 degrees, we should be awarded with a new afternoon host. There we go. Stilly, I'm taking your show over if I don't die before this one ends.
He's doing it live outside today.
It's kind of ugly, though.
We'll have Teron Davenport with us coming up next. We'll get his thoughts on the Titans, get his thoughts on the Super Bowl matchup as well. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.